Hey everyone. So today I'm posting a free use based audio, and since that might be a tag or a kink that some of you may not be familiar with, I thought that I would talk a little bit about what exactly it is about free use that turns me on. Just a heads up that I'm currently lying in bed and I'm sleepy. So this will be a very low energy recording. Well, maybe not. Sometimes once I start talking, I get animated. But right now I'm so lazy that I'm actually lying on my side with my head pressed into the pillow and talking like that, so I don't even know how this recording will sound. But yeah, actually, it's not laziness. I have to defend myself for a second, even though I'm the one who insulted myself. I'm just really, really tired, because yesterday, do you ever have one of those days where it's like non-stop from the moment you get up to the moment you fall asleep? Like, you do not get to stop, and you're lucky if you even have time to eat something, like one of those days. That was yesterday for me. So by the time I crawled into bed, I had, you know, messages and emails that I would have loved to respond to, but I was like, can't do it. And then within seconds, actually, I don't snore, so but I don't really know any other way to indicate that I was sleeping. Maybe how do you do this sound? Someone's like, is that it? No. Anyways, I sleep soundly, guys. So when I woke up this morning, it was such a nice contrast, because today I have absolutely nothing on the books except masturbating. No, that's not it. Except posting and replying to comments and messages and maybe recording and editing an audio, but I've actually only been up for, I've been awake for a few hours, and I've already masturbated and came twice. So that's part of why I'm kind of, right now, because I'm tempted to to fall back asleep, but I figured talking would help keep me awake. Anyways, okay, back to the topic at hand. Focus. Free use. Okay, so I don't know whether you will be listening to this before listening to the free use audio or after. So I'll just try to speak generally, so that I don't want there to be any spoilers if you haven't listened to the audio yet. Free use is something that I didn't know the name of it before coming to GWA, and it was probably many months in that I found out the name of it, but it's definitely one of those things that I'd always kind of just fantasized about on my own. And part of that is because I don't really think it's anything I've ever gotten in real life. What really turns me on is the thought of being in a relationship with someone, or being in a situation where I'm with someone who we have sex on a regular basis, but any time that I, you know, that he goes to initiate sex and I say no or tell him I'm not in the mood, he just goes for it anyways. And I'm not talking about rape. What I'm talking about is, you know, he, you know, starts touching me, and if he puts his fingers down my panties and feels my pussy and he feels that I'm wet, he just goes for it. and in this fantasy, I'm not protesting by that point. It's more like I'm like whining, like I'm being bratty, like, ugh, I told you I don't want this right now. Seriously, can't you wait? You're such a fucking horn dog. Like, that's kind of what I fantasize about. I'm saying no out loud, but in my head, I'm thinking like, that's really hot that you're just taking what you want anyways. And that's something I've always wanted in real life and never really gotten. And it's not that I haven't vocalized it. I've asked for it before. My ex who I was with for 5 years, I told him, I can't even count how many times, that even if I say no, he should just proceed. But he was just too much of a gentleman to do that. He would instead spend 30 minutes tickling my back or running his fingers through my hair, and the whole time I knew exactly what he wanted. And then I'd get pissed off because I'd be like, why are you wasting your time doing these things? Yes, they feel really nice, but just fucking take what you want already. So that's part of it. And that's more of a one-on-one type of for you situation where I just want someone to take me whenever and wherever they want. Just the thought of being used by that, like that, it's, yeah, just being, the thought of being treated like a sexual object like that, it, whew, yeah, it really turns me on. And we're talking about, like, anywhere, anytime, like, very inappropriate situations, because as you guys know, I like things that are inappropriate. So like, I imagine myself, you know, trying to type something at my computer and you basically come up behind me and start to pull the chair out from under me and lift me up too at the same time, and then just like pull my pants down and start rubbing my pussy until I'm wet, and then bend me over and start fucking me. Or I'm in the kitchen making pasta and I'm just stirring. I'm just coming up with this stuff on the spot, by the way, guys. This is not like, these are not active fantasies I've had. This is like literally on the spot. It's coming into my head. And I'm stirring the pasta in the water and you come over and you're like, I'm horny. And I'm like, that's nice. I'm making pasta. Go away. Because I could be sassy like that. And so you just take the ladle from me and resume stirring, and then you push me down onto my knees and unzip your pants so that you can fuck my face, make me suck your cock. You just take over the pasta so I don't have a choice. Or I'm on the phone and it doesn't matter who I'm on the phone with, you're horny. So you come over and to me and just start removing my clothing while I'm on the phone. And the whole time I'm mouthing to you, like, what the hell are you doing? Can't you see I'm on the phone? It doesn't matter who it is. It could be my mom. It could be my boss, it could be anyone, and you start going down on me, or just immediately start rubbing your hard cock against my pussy, and again, once I'm wet, because I get wet, I'm either already wet very frequently, or I get wet, like, almost immediately, like, right now, I'm so horny. I just realized this is probably going to turn into a ramble fab because I don't know if I can keep from touching myself. I wanted this to be like a somewhat educated discussion on free use, though. Like, not educated. What I mean is I want it to be intelligible. Is that a word? God, why am I having trouble speaking today? I think it's because I'm so horny. I'm ovulating, guys. Again. Can you imagine? It happens every month. And yeah, this morning when I woke up, my panties were already, like, so sloppy. I couldn't believe how wet I was. I might have to start masturbating. No, focus. Okay, so another for you fantasy that I have. I don't know why I'm resisting. Another for you fantasy that I have is... Okay, I'm not going to resist. In fact, I'm going to get my glass filled up. The two times I masturbated earlier today, I wasn't using my, I didn't use anything except my fingers. So, but during the second time, I kept thinking about how I would love to be feeling a cock thrusting into me, and I still didn't. So now I'm just gonna go for it. I've got to take my, I'm wearing shorts and panties, and I gotta pull them down. And the AC is on, so you might hear like the hum of something. So sorry about that, guys. Also, I'm recording on my phone, not on my nice. Sorry. I'm just running the glass dildo up and down my pussy lips. I don't know if you'll be able to hear what sounds while the AC is on. But as soon as it stops, I will hold my phone down there. Or, I mean, I'll hold my phone down there right now. But if you, I don't know if you'll be able to hear. So those are just initial wet sounds because when I first start, I'm so tight. I can only get the head of the glass dildo into me. Okay. Other free use fantasies. Yeah, so there's another one that I was talking about within the past few days with a friend, a listener actually, but he's a friend now. He told me that one of his biggest fantasies is the thought of living in a house with a bunch of friends, and there's like guy friends, and there's a girl who lives there as well, and basically she's shared amongst him and all of his friends. So he imagines, you know, like on a Sunday morning, they're just sitting around, or Sunday afternoon, I mean, they're just sitting around watching the football game, they're sitting on the couch, and I'd go from guy to guy, sucking each of their cocks. And then overnight, I rotate who I sleep with each night, whose bed I spend the night in. So that's definitely a really, really hot fantasy. And a big thing that I wanted to point out is that the thing with free use is when you go to like the free use subreddit, a lot of the stuff you see there is like the concept of men being superior and women being treated like pets, basically treated like property, you know, to be sold or traded or kept in cages, and their main use is basically to service men and their cocks. That's, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that fantasy. That's a whole other fantasy to me. Like that's not what I think of when I'm thinking of free use. So maybe I'm using the terminology wrong. I don't know, but for me, that's, I'm not into women not getting anything out of it. Oh, and a lot of other stuff you see at the Freeze stuff is, I think it's kind of like bimbofication stuff where a man has mind control powers and can take a woman from her normal bitchy self and basically snap his fingers and she becomes his cum-sucking whore and does his bidding and does whatever he says. That just doesn't turn me on the same way because she's being forced to do those things, right? She's not actually, like, it's not real. And since I'm a real person, I'm a real woman, what turns me on is, yeah, the fact that I actually secretly want it. I might be saying no, but as soon as you start, I'm physically obviously into it because I'm so wet, and then I'm an enthusiastic participant as well. So yeah. What's another Freeze fantasy? Oh god, I'm so wet right now. My pussy sounds so sloppy. Have a listen. Oh, I love this glass dildo. Thank you again to the listener who got it for me. Yeah. Of course, I would much rather have a real cock, your cock. But I have to make do. Yes, that reminds me of another thing. So, the other thing I fantasize about sometimes is Freeze, like, in the other way around, because I'm a switch, so, yes, the thought of being used, which I guess is technically submissive, is hot to me, but, I also like the thought of having a man in the house who, or even just the house being, like, for use both ways, so I can use you anytime, just like you can use me anytime. So, the thought of just being able to, walk over to you and, and peel my wet panties off and, and ride your face anytime. That's definitely really hot. And when I say it out loud like this, it seems silly. It seems like all relationships should be like this. But I don't think they are. Not really, really. I don't know. So yeah, I think in the comments for, oh god, for the comments for the housework script, I might have mentioned the thought of being used by an office. That's something that, that idea I didn't come up with on my own. I thought about it from, or sorry, I heard about it from a story on Lit Erotica. I have no idea what story. It was a long time ago, but, oh god. I read about this, this woman who, I decided that she wanted to start acting and dressing sluttier and being sluttier. So she started wearing shorter skirts to work and tops with plunging cleavage or too many buttons undone exposing her bra or her cleavage and stopped wearing panties to work, and her heels got higher and her skirts got shorter. And, oh God, you could tell how much my pussy likes this. Listen. Oh my God. Wow. And then basically, one day, I think it was the boss, called her in. And honestly, I don't remember the circumstances of it. It might have been that she was going to be fired and she came up with a proposition for him. Or he came up with a proposition for her. It doesn't matter. The point is, by the time she left that meeting with the boss, it was established that she would be the company whore. And she wouldn't be doing any of her other work anymore. Her job would basically be to be at work and to be there to spread her legs or open her mouth for any of the men who needed it, whenever they needed it. And that, oh fuck, the thought of turn me on so much. And I imagine things like lying on the conference table on my back with my legs up in the air over a guy's shoulders as he plunges himself balls deep in me. And of course we're both clothed. That's one of the hot parts of the fantasy, is like that I'm still wearing my skirt, but it's bunched up around my waist. And and I'm wearing my blouse, but almost all the buttons are undone and my tits are dangling over my bra. And as he's pumping himself into me, another guy comes in and I say, "Not now, Billy." I don't know why Billy's coming into my head, but "Not now, Billy, wait your turn." But he doesn't want to wait his turn, so he comes over and gets onto the conference table. Obviously, he takes his pants off and his boxers off, boxer briefs, whatever, underwear off. And he straddles my face and starts fucking my face with his cock. Because he's too fucking horny to wait his turn. Oh, and I love the thought of them both unloading inside me at the same time. Oh, God. Filling up both my mouth, my throat, my tummy, and my pussy at the same time. Oh, shit. And now I actually just had a new idea that just popped into my head. The thought of there being another girl there. But her job is basically to assist me. So she's my slutty for use assistant. So between each guy, she has to get down on her knees and suck all the cum out of my pussy from the previous guy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, that's hot. Oh. Oh, so I picture myself still lying on my back on the conference table, but with my butt, my ass right at the edge of it. And she's on her knees with her mouth lined up with my pussy. And I have my legs wrapped around her head. So I can fuck my pussy into her. Into her greedy tongue. And tell her what a good little whore she is for cleaning up the company. Slut. And then every once in a while there will be some deliciously perverted guy who doesn't want my pussy cleaned out, doesn't want my pussy empty. He wants to fuck me with with another man's cream pie inside me, because he knows it's extra sloppy and feels extra good. Extra sloppy like this. Seriously. Oh my god. I can't believe how fucking wet I am. And it just turns him on so much. The thrusting is raging hard cock inside my cunt, and then pulling it out completely coated in another man's sticky load, and then he feeds it to me. Makes me, not makes me because I want to, but makes me clean the other man's cream pie off of his cock, or makes my pretty little assistant do that while I watch and play with my pussy. And of course I'd be talking dirty at the same time and telling her what a good little whore she is. Cleaning all of his that other fucker's spunk off. This guy. But he only does that for a minute or two because he wants to be right back inside my sloppy pussy. Fuck. And then I tell him to lie down so I could ride him. Because riding with being on top of a cream pie already inside me. Oh my god. Oh fuck. It feels so fucking good. And that gives sometimes gives me squirting orgasms. If I can ride your cock while I already have a load in deep inside my pussy. And while I'm riding you, I'd be telling you what a fucking perv you are. Getting off on the fact that that another man's jizz is coating your cock. Let me tell you how much I fucking love that. And then I tell my Good little poor assistant to come over and make use of your mouth. I tell her to straddle your face so that... and ride your mouth while I ride your cock so that I can... have her lick my nipples and suck on my nipples while I'm riding you. And so that I can kiss her deeply and suck on her tongue while you're eating her out and riding and bouncing on your cock. Fuck. And then I just imagined another guy coming in. And again, he doesn't want to wait his turn. Why would he wait with what he sees in front of him? So he just unbuckles his belt, undoes his pants. He leaves his shirt and his tie on. And comes over and stands in between me and... me and my good little whore assistant and starts fucking my mouth as I'm riding this the other guy. So he's fucking my mouth with his cock. And if he's into it, my good little assistant is licking his asshole. Rimming him so good. Getting her skilled little tongue all around his little asshole. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And even if the guy beneath me comes, I'm not gonna stop until the guy who's fucking my face comes, too. I'm just gonna keep riding him. Yep, even if his cock is softening. I'm just gonna keep spreading my sloppy pussy juices all over his cock. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, this is so fucking good. Oh, I really want this to happen. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I'm such a fucking slut. I just started recording this intending to just talk about freeze, and I couldn't resist pounding my pussy with my... with my sorry excuse for a cock, because that's all I have right now is a glass dildo. I wish I had your cock. Oh my God, my fingers are covered in my... I just, I'm lying on my back, and I just, instead of having my legs spread, I just have them together right now, and I'm sliding the glass dildo in and out of me. Oh my God, it's a totally different sensation. I think it's like similar to how it probably feels when, I forget the name of the position, like if I was lying on my stomach. And you are on top of me like that, So you were fucking me from behind, from the rear. But my legs were straight and together. It feels so tight. Oh, God. I'm already so tight, but it feels extra tight. Oh, fuck. Oh. So yeah, free use society in general is what I would fucking love. Seriously, the thought of going grocery shopping and waiting in line and the guy behind me feeling horny, so he lifts up my skirt and unzips his pants and starts rubbing his cock against my ass until I bend over the cart. And he starts ramming me from behind. Not being completely normal. Oh, God, that sounds so good. Oh, fuck. Anyone. Oh, fuck. Just use my slutty holes. My talented mouth. And tongue. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. Just me on my way with. Leaking out of my pussy. Oh, fuck. And then I get home and whoever my main partner is asks me how many loads I took during my afternoon outing. As I start to tell him about my afternoon, he starts to get hard and I push him down on the couch and straddle him and start riding his cock while telling him all about how how while I was checking out the cucumbers some young horny stud or some quiet shy geek caught my eye, and I licked my lips and gave him a suggestive look. And beckoned that he come over with my finger, you know, that come hither finger thingy. And and zipped his pants and started sucking his cock right there in the grocery store. I imagine that most of the onlookers, most of the other shoppers are used to that kind of thing, so they're not really bothered. They just go about their usual business, but there's one girl who's Instantly turned on by it. And several guys who can't help but start stroking their cocks while they watch. And the girl's rubbing her pussy through her yoga pants. And as soon as I drain that guy's balls down my throat. Oh, God. I wipe my mouth, which is covered in saliva, and look around at the two or three guys and the girl who are masturbating, and I say, who's next? Oh, fuck. And then there's this lineup. Most of the people who are the ones who have been masturbating while watching are so turned on that they don't last very long once they get inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I want to come. I want to fucking come. Yeah. Give me your cum. Give me your cum. God. Because I'd be rubbing my pussy while sucking cock after cock. And actually, when I spot the girl who can't help but, puppy rubbing her pussy while watching, I call her over and I have her lay down on the ground so that I can straddle her face while I suck cock after cock. Oh, fuck. And she's rubbing her pussy while she buries her tongue deep inside me. But pretty soon, one of the guys who's waiting for me to suck his cock gets pretty impatient and he realizes, why unload down my throat if he can unload down her inside her pussy? And she doesn't see it coming because I'm straddling her face and she can't see down there. It's just suddenly she feels her hand being moved out of the way. And feels a hard cock being pushed into the entrance of her tight pussy. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yeah, and I'm still imagining all this happening in the grocery store, by the way. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. God, I really fucking want to come. Oh, fuck. So that's the kind of free use that I imagine. I need to get onto my knees. And I need to take my top off because I'm boiling hot. I don't even know why I bothered recording with clothes on. Well, I guess because I wasn't planning on this being this kind of audio. Of course, it's been 45 minutes. Jeez, no surprise there. Okay. I'm on my knees as if I'm straddling you and I have the glass dildo between my pussy lips. Oh, it's so sticky. Mm.
that honestly, even if that kind of stuff couldn't be acceptable in the real world, I'd be happy just having someone I could fantasize about it with. Fuck. I can smell my pussy. Someone I can completely cover with my pussy juices, and someone who will completely cover me and load after load. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. You want to be that person for me? Oh, fuck, I'm pushing against the wall. I bounce. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. You make yourself come. Yeah. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes. My knees were spread so wide I was back practically in the splits. Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't able to be loud, but I'm not home alone. I can hear my roommate upstairs. And I think there's someone over as well, so. Yeah. Oh my god, that was so good. I think. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. I'm covered in. Sorry, I'm gonna pick up the phone again. My right hand is like covered in dried up pussy juices because I've been going at it for so long. And, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. You might be wondering what I was imagining when I actually came, what it was that set me off. And it was imagining, in my head I was saying, come on, make mommy come. Make your dirty fucking slutty mommy come. That's what I was imagining. But I didn't say it out loud because I don't know if you're into mommy stuff, whoever, you know, people listening, and also, I didn't want my roommate to overhear, so, well, that was a 50-minute ramble/masturbation session. That felt so good.
My pussy's throbbing right now. It's randomly, like, pulsating. I'd like to say that I'm probably done for the day, but I'm definitely not. I know myself when I'm ovulating, like, fucking insatiable. So, I will probably go post my new free use audio. And then pretty soon after that, I'm sure I'll be horny again. Okay, thank you for listening to my free use ramble fap. I'll probably end up posting this much after I post the house whore. Just because I don't know when I'll listen to this and... Okay. Well, I hope maybe you were able to come along with me. And if not, if you're still sitting there with a throbbing hard cock, please go listen to one of my audios and shoot a huge fucking load for me. You better. God, now I'm imagining swallowing a huge fucking load after you spurt, and it's beginning again. Okay. Bye for now.